Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is the Gene Kelly of radio, obviously.
No, I was just out. I was just out in the parking lot in the rain, practicing singing in the rain.
You have to take your umbrella though next time.
And you laugh, but he was out there. And we're talking with Louise Rastu.
Yes.
And Louise is the founder of Lifetime of Dance, and Lifetime of Dance is a tap studio.
Yes,
it is. Tap classes for 50 and over.
Strictly adults. It's not really 50 and over, but oh, okay. Strictly adults. Really, anybody over 18, but the majority of my dancers are 50 and
okay,
up.
Perfect. And I think one of the important things we came from the first segment is Louise has shoes there basically for everybody to try so you can have a complimentary lesson and say, guess what? This is definitely not for me, or I want to come back. I could enjoy this.
That's right.
You know, and with the number of participants, again, it's exercise and you're going to meet people. You have fun.
Absolutely. And another great thing about my business is that the classes are pay as you go. So there's no commitment fee. There's no, you got to pay four classes up front.
Oh, okay.
You can have to take them within, 6 weeks of time. The classes are pay as you go. They're $18 pay as you go. A 10-class card is a little bit cheaper. It's $170 for a 10-class card, but that doesn't mean you have to have it done in 10 weeks. It's good for the dance year. There are about 38 weeks in a dance year, and I take it throughout the year.
How long is a class?
Classes are usually an hour. The basic beginner are an hour, and right. Then sometimes I go an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. It really depends on the stamina of the class, how many are there that day. Like sometimes if I have only three, an hour is a long time for three people. If I have 20, I need an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half.
Right.
So I'm able to adjust my classes accordingly, but they're always at least an hour.
Is there some sort of, when people run these classes, at the end there's like a
recital?
Right. And this is one of those days.
Recital. No, I usually don't have a recital at all. What I do have are performing companies. So my first performing company is the professional paid company. They are the Red Hot Mamas. And we do get paid for nursing home shows and library shows,
wow.
Senior centers, or if you have a senior facility or an over 55 community, it's a great place for us to do those functions. Specialty. Sometimes some people will hire us for like an 80th birthday party.
Okay.
We've been hired for weddings. We've been hired for bat mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, just different things going on. The Stepsisters are my next group, and they are the apprenticing group to the Red Hot Mamas. They do the community service. They pick up the community service. So we dance for the veterans, and the mamas also join. When we dance for the veterans, we usually put on a community service event for the veterans. Every year we do this at St. Hugh's for the community of Huntington. We perform for our veterans there. I definitely do community service for nursing homes as well, because I know the budget is tough. And my third group I just started is known as the Silver Steppers. So these are women who basically only started 3 years ago and started in their 60s. So these were women who came in with absolutely no experience and just fell in love. And they made a new sisterhood out of coming to class. And I have about 20 of them, and now they are doing community service with the Stepsisters, so that the program is longer now, it's a little more varied, and it's just been great.
How many dances would you have, like, typically in a group? Like this,
The Red Hot Mamas actually have at least 35 numbers in a repertoire. But
really?
When we go to perform, we usually perform 45 minutes or an hour. And in an hour performance, usually it's nine dances. And then we have a great mama who sings. So she'll do two songs so that the girls have time for changing. And also I will do an audience participation, which is always great. And my audience participation isn't usually to bring them up on stage or even bring them out into the floor, because a lot of the time everybody's already sitting around a table or sitting down for our performances. And you have to worry about the liabilities coming up onto a stage or whatnot. But we do what I call chair dancing. Mm-hmm. So we'll work on our wrists, our hands. I'll put on music and we dance in our seats. And it's great. It motivates everybody. They hear a great piece of music, and they really feel like they're moving, and it makes them feel young again.
What would be the price range, let's say, depending on...
A mama's show is $500 for an hour.
Right.
A half-hour show with the mamas is $400. And the sisters usually is about $250 for a 45-minute show.
Right.
Okay. And then we do, like I said, some community service. I only choose to do about four community service projects a year because the girls do pay for their costumes. The girls do pay for their classes, their choreography. So the money goes right back into a fund so I can help offset costuming and extra rehearsals and whatever we need.
Right.
So we also perform, the Red Hot Mamas perform every year for Long Island Dance Consortium. It's called LIDC, which helps to keep dance on Long Island. So instead of saying going to the Joyce Theater for a great show,
right.
Here you are right on Long Island. And that's usually typically held at the Long Island High School for Performing Arts in Syosset.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $25. I believe our shows this year are April 5th and April 12th. You can come on my website and look for more information on that or go to longislanddanceconsortium.com for that. And those are all professional companies that perform on that stage. So there are professional theater companies. There are professional ballet companies that perform. And the Red Hot Mamas perform the tap.
Would you provide dances to, like, we go to a Broad Hollow Theater group. They have shows.
Right. Would I choreograph, you mean?
Yeah, or provide dances to somebody like
that. Well, the girls are always free to go
to
audition, right,
to
do whatever they, right. There's no contract that says they just have to stay with me. Yeah, so some of the dances actually do belong to cabarets or some theater groups.
Right.
Our one girl who does sing is involved in every show. On the island. It's amazing how, and she's just so talented, unbelievably talented. I have also choreographed for some shows on the island as well. I choreographed for the Star Playhouse probably about 10 years ago, Annie, which was terrific, where one of my Red Hot Mamas was the director, and she asked me if I would choreograph the show, and I said, yeah, sure. So that was different for me. I don't know if I would do that again. It's a whole different energy, a whole different... it's very late at night, you know, I have kids, now they're grown. At that time, it was very hard with homework and all that stuff.
Right.
So, you know, right now I teach during the morning. My classes are usually between 9 and 1, and then sometimes I have some night classes, but the majority of my classes are during the day.
So you can nap all afternoon.
Well, I also just find that seniors don't like to come out at night. Once it gets dark, they really don't want to come out.
This
and then
of
you
year,
have
you
this weather.
At four.
The dark
you
is
know,
scary.
Right. No, it, and it, yeah,
it,
yeah. So
actually, you know what I think, listening to you talk, which I think is so amazing, is, you know, people get involved in a program. So a little dance, I don't mean a little dance class, but you're going to go and you're going to dance. The fact that there's so many avenues then to express it after the fact by volunteer. You know, I can go to the, it's like, you know, go to the gym, you exercise, and you go home. That's the end of it. You go back next week. Here, come Saturday, I might go to a community outreach with you and say I can dance, and or I'm going to a VA thing, or I'm going to go to
and
a
I'm
church.
I'm going to watch a show. Or,
yeah.
I think it would be great, frankly, but I'm being frank and honest with myself that I probably won't do it because I don't have enough time, which you're supposed to have a lot of time
when you
get into my bracket, but I don't.
But it's true. No, life is crazy, and that's why I have to stay with the pay-as-you-go policy.
Wait a minute.
You know?
I'm just thinking.
Uh-oh.
Can you do tap bowling?
Because
you like to bowl on Fridays. After this, you go bowling.
Bowling after
well, let's think about that, Otto. The type of shoes that you have to wear for bowling. If you put tap shoes on, I think you'd be on your butt pretty darn quick.
I might get myself a pair of tap shoes, though. I played a kazoo.
Oh, there you go.
Didn't you bring the kazoo in
here once? Kazoo player.
I did, yeah.
Yes, you did.
Actually, a friend of mine, this is off the track altogether, but he had a helmet.
This whole place is off the track right now.
It was a baseball batting helmet.
Okay.
And he put a speaker on the top of it, a big speaker, and then he had it electronically hooked up the kazoo to the speaker.
There you go.
So now you could.
You got to have
so
him.
So we figured we had a band, a product for, believe it or not, there were kazoo marching bands. So we thought we would sell this concoction to the kazoo marching bands. But that didn't happen because it didn't quite work all the time. But it was fun. We actually marched the streets of San Francisco when I was working.
Really?
Yeah, we're at a trade show, and we actually had these helmets and singing down the street.
I think I love it.
We had a good time.
Do you go to give classes in senior centers or no?
I have, yes,
Because I'm just thinking of that too, because, you know, sometimes you wind up with a group of ladies, or men and ladies, makes no difference, in the community centers. They don't want to drive to Huntington, but you could get 10 of them.
That is true.
And say, guess what? I'm involved with a senior center in Great Neck. So we have a 10 o'clock, we have 11 o'clock, we have art, we have this. So all of a sudden, the 1 o'clock once a week is a dance class.
You know what happened with that? Is the same thing. I did it for a development. I can't remember. It was over by the Roosevelt Field Mall. I can't remember the name of the community there. But they had asked for it after we performed there.
Okay.
And I sat down and I talked with a group, and they decided they wanted to do 10 weeks. And I said, I think that's an awful long time. And they said, nope, we want to do 10 weeks. We're here in the summer. We want to do it during the summer. You know, other times people go to Florida and leave, so this is the majority. And I said, okay, well, this is the deal. You need to know that you have to pay me X amount of dollars when I come. I can't do it pay as you go.
Yeah, no,
I need
to make sure. I agree. No, that's a different story.
So, which came out to almost $10 a person, you know. So if you had 15 people, it was $150, which was great for me and great for them because they got a great deal. But what happened is that they still weren't able to commit. So here they are paying money and not able to commit. And that became a problem. Now, if I ever was to do that again, I would never, ever do a 10-week program. I would make it 4 weeks, and still it would be, and make sure that there was an overflow of people to, you know, take up that slack of
payment. It's like
payment.
An introduction to tap
dance. Right.
Yes, and that's what it was. It was an introduction, and it was great. And we did move on every week, but again, you know, I started out with 15 the first week, 12 the second week, 8 the third week, then 15 would be back. And now those 15 the people that didn't come back are 3 weeks behind.
Right, I'm forgetting
that.
I got to sit now and wait to bring them up to date.
That's right.
I'm getting bored. I'm not coming.
So it becomes right. It became quite a challenge.
And then
I also go into the nursing homes and do the chair dancing. So
Christina probably could come up with a group. You're an adult, right?
That would be like the Freddy Krueger Christmas tree concert. I don't know what it would be, kind of group that you would put together. But it would. I think this whole the concept is amazing. I didn't realize the full thing. I read some of it, but the concept that I like, and from you explaining it to me, is that it's an ongoing. It's a club.
Yeah.
And people want.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be great fun. I really do.
Right. But you have your bowling group, which is a group. So now you'll catch up today with what happened during the week.
Well, for me, because most of it is women, it really does become a sisterhood.
Okay, that's fine.
It becomes a sisterhood. And, I mean, we've had a lot of losses this year. You know, start to become a senior and you're getting
up there.
We've had a lot of losses this year. And the support that the girls are able to give to each other outside of the tap class has been amazing. It's really brought friendships together. These girls, they tap dance and they go to lunch.
Okay.
Well,
that's
amazing,
important because you're at that age.
You're
not a 16-year-old group. So
that's right. And a lot of them, their families are far away. Yep. You know, so not only do you just have one friend, but you have maybe 15 in a class.
Right.
The goal is not to become a professional. The goal is to have fun. And,
get
and
exercise.
Have some
right. Work your brain so you're not going to have Alzheimer's. You know, tap dancing is a great benefit to avoid Alzheimer's. You're using your brain. You're constantly listening to different rhythms and making up different steps. You really have to concentrate. You have to focus.
Sharpen your brain through your feet.
Absolutely.
Actually, we're out of time. We've been talking here with Louise. That one I could get. The one I get wrong is the easy one. Hey, my God. Rastu, who is the founder of A Lifetime of Dance. The important thing is the number is 631. 680-4271. I want to thank you very much.
Or call 311 if you
want to tap dance. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.